The year is 1951. An 11-year-old Montana ranch boy is put on a Greyhound bus to visit distant relatives for the summer. His journey there and back is full of surprises and chance encounters. In his 17th book, contemporary Western writer Ivan Doig again invokes his skills at storytelling and describing life in the American West in his new novel, Last Bus to Wisdom. Mixing personal experience with regional history, he transports us into the life and landscape of his native Montana and his remembrance of life in the 1950s, detailed right down to the radio shows, DeSoto cars, and S&H green stamps. It's a summer of surprises, a road trip that reminds us how an average kid can grow so much through unstructured travel and thinking on one's feet. For a 75-year-old author, Doig possesses an uncanny memory of childhood thinking, dreams, imagination, and humor. Doig's characters are not heroic, and his stories aren't about conquest or bravado, but rather about average quirky people navigating life's luck and uncertainties. His story is playful, unfolds gradually, and as usual in his novels, there are a few characters whose identities don't turn out to be what you expected. It's funny and rambling, a book to read with your feet up on a long evening. I think Doig's best works were his 1979 autobiographical This House of Sky, about his childhood in rural Montana, and his 1987 novel Dancing at the Rascal Fair, about the lives of Scottish immigrants. His later novels carried the same themes and some of the characters, and then often took a more freewheeling, humorous turn. Doig fans will not be disappointed. This is my third and last book review of an Ivan Doig novel. He passed away in April 2015, and this novel was published posthumously in August. So goodbye, Ivan Doig, and thanks for the wisdom and great storytelling you've given the reading public. Last Bus to Wisdom will soon be available from the Park City Library. This is Amy Mills of Friends of the Park City Library.